And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now, you see, they knew him when he appeared to them there in that room. Now, he came in, and the doors were shut and barred. These men were frightened, of course, and afraid. And now that he appears to them, it means he came through that door in a glorified body. I'm of the opinion, and I don't want to get detoured here, and I'm not, but may I make this comment? I wish that probably I could sit down with you today, and now that I'm retired, I might have a little more time and just sit down with you if I could be there with you in person and discuss the resurrection body. There's a great deal that we can know about it, and a great deal we do not know about it. Here, he was able to come through a solid wall without any particular difficulty at all. The glorified body is a body that apparently is not subject to the laws of a material universe. And that's my reason for believing that when the rapture comes and our bodies are changed, if we're alive and we're caught up to meet the Lord in the air, there's going to be no problem then. It won't be necessary to be put on a space suit and get in a capsule and be shot out into space from a launching pad. We'll not need that at all. Bodies that are not subject to the laws of a material and physical universe. That would seem to be the great lesson this year. There are two things I ought to say, and they may sound like contradictions. They're not. It is a paradoxical statement. I think we are going to be amazed at the great change that will take place in the new body that we're given. The second statement I want to make is that I think that we're going to be amazed at the little change that will take place. Now, that may sound like a contradiction. It's a paradoxical statement because, will you notice, though he could come through the doors, he says now to them, when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He showed them his hands and his side, nail prints, so that there was a strange similarity to that body that had been nailed to the cross. The scars were there. I do not think that there'll be any scars in our body, and I'll tell you why. Those scars that he showed them are scars that he bore for us, and I think he'll bear them throughout eternity in order that you and I might be presented without spot or blemish before him. He took our sin, and this will be the evidence of it, by the way. There will be a striking difference in the new body, a striking similarity also.